Dr. Rebecca Smith Beidenman, the director of Radiology Outcome Research Laboratory at University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine. Thank you for joining us, doctor. Were you shocked by those headlines from JAMA, or has this been something that anyone in your business knows?
So the number of estimated future cancers, and we estimated 103,000 future cancers will occur, was higher than I expected. We all know that the radiation doses used for CT scanning will result in cancer in a small number of patients because the doses are in the range where we know that it will cause cancer. But I was surprised at how high that number was, particularly as we updated analysis that was done about 15 years ago, and our estimate is about 3 to 4 times higher than that previous estimate.
And this is your study, correct?
It is our study.
yes, it takes a team.
once we dove into the results, though, I think we were able to understand the results. And I want to point out before I sort of explain the cancer risk and why it's higher, is that CT scanning is a really important and essential and widely used tool in modern medicine. And in some cases, it's absolutely the most appropriate test for achieving rapid and accurate diagnosis. But the use of CT continues to rise, particularly for scans without clear justification. We call these scans low-value scans because they don't add a lot of value. And these are a growing concern because we know CT is potentially harmful. So it's really important to only use CT scanning when it's really going to help. And so I want to put the results into the context of CT scanning is a really important test and really necessary in many circumstances, but there are occasions when it could be reduced. And once we looked at the results more closely, they really came into focus as why our numbers are higher, which is first, the number of scans has gone up about 35% since the prior study was done. Second, we used much more accurate information on the type of scans that are done. Is it a head CT or an abdomen CT and why it was done? And we had much more accurate information on who got those scans, at what ages, what were the clinical problems. And we estimated quite accurately how much radiation dose each patient absorbed. So once we took those primarily three different factors into account, then the results became less surprising and are just what we would have estimated given the change in the number of scans and the type of scans.
When I was talking about it earlier, one of our texters, they didn't identify themselves. I don't know where they pulled this from, but they said the average CT scan radiation is equivalent to a cross-country airplane trip. Is there any truth to that?
I'm so glad that you read that because that's something that's said a lot. And it's so far from the truth. A radiograph of the chest, like a chest x-ray, that you might get if you've been exposed to maybe TB or you've had a pneumonia, a chest x-ray is not that different than a cross-country flight, although it's higher. A chest x-ray is maybe 10 times higher. But a CT scan is like 1,000 times higher or more than that than cross-country flights. So you'd have to go back and forth across the country every single day for a year, and you still would not come close to a chest CT. To give it a little more context, I know patients are often concerned about dental x-rays.
Yes.
And a CT scan is the equivalent of about 5,000 dental x-rays.
So oh, my gosh.
It's not the same as a cross-country flight. These are meaningful doses, and I think they're useful. We use this radiation in a way that for many patients is really, really crucial and helpful. But you just got to put that into context. And the context is that everything we do in healthcare has a trade-off. There's some potential benefits, there are potential harms. But people really have not considered the potential harms for CT scan, thinking it was just some good information and you could decide what to do with it later. And that's really not the case. It's an important test, and you got to balance, so I need this test with this small risk of cancer.
And you know what's interesting about this, and thank goodness that you said that about the dental x-rays, because of course I've got one coming up and I was thinking about it. I thought, I wonder what the exposure is. Well, my gosh, I've probably had 10 CT scans, if not more, in my lifetime. I had no idea that each one was 5,000 times more exposure to radiation than the dental x-ray. But as a cancer survivor and as someone who was diagnosed very early, We as patients sometimes now tell our doctor, aren't you going to do a CT scan? Because I think people are knowledgeable enough that they not only accept it, but they want it without knowing what the true risk is.
I think that is also such an important point, which is we need to educate physicians and we need to educate patients that these scans carry potential harms. And so very often, just as you said, the patient is the one demanding the CT scan. I had, when my youngest had a ski accident, an occasion to talk to the emergency room physician when we walked in about whether or not I should get a CT scan for him. And the emergency room physician said, look, he's had a concussion. He seems fine. I don't think you need a CT. But if you really want one, I'll do one. If that'll make you feel better. And this is my area of research. I said, no, I just want your expert opinion. If you're telling me your expert opinion, he doesn't need a scan, I don't need a scan. And so I think patients really need to think twice before demanding a scan. Someone made a comment on the study yesterday and said patients should be able to get scans just for reassurance. And my feeling is that maybe they should, but if you're getting a scan for your child who maybe has a headache and the doctor said, you don't need a CT scan, there's nothing there, and you say, it would make me feel better to get a scan, you should know that that also increases the chance of getting cancer. And I personally wouldn't choose that reassurance that nothing's there while I'm causing future cancer. And so I think patients need to not push physicians to do unnecessary medical imaging or to understand why they want that. Maybe that information can be gotten another way. And at the same time, doctors should spend more time talking to their patients and learning what's going on rather than getting the medical imaging, which sometimes is just a fast way to get to the end game, and sometimes easier than actually having long, thoughtful discussions with the patient.
Right. And because you're in the business, you know that many of these doctors are seeing dozens of patients a day, and they don't have the time. So if they can order a CT scan and get the results, they get that patient out of the office that much quicker. There's no malice involved. It's just the way the business operates. And when you have patients who are more than willing to say, well, yes, I want answers, do the CT scan, I'm just glad that you know, I can only imagine. How long did this research project take?
It's part of a broader research project that's been going on for about 10 years.
Right.
And we were really careful to make sure that our inputs and assumptions and calculations were accurate, and they're very accurate. And, you know, we estimate that approximately, if current dose for CT continues and utilization continues, that a small but meaningful proportion of cancer in the U.S., about 5%, may be linked to CT scans. And so anything we can do to reduce that, the chance of getting cancer, is the right thing to do for our patients. And that the only two ways to do that is either to avoid unnecessary scans, and that requires patients to talk to their physicians about scans every time one's ordered, you know, obviously unless it's an acute traumatic emergency where there isn't time for that conversation, but there usually is time for that conversation. And the second way is to ensure that we use the lowest dose possible for CT. I think it's not something we talk about very much, but the doses that we use for CT are not standardized across hospitals. And so we really need more standardization to make sure that every time a CT scan is performed, they're performed using the lowest dose possible for every patient in every setting.
Thank you so much for your research and for taking time to explain this on the air. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for raising awareness of this important issue. Thank you.
It really is an important issue. That is Dr. Rebecca Smith-Bindman, the Director of Radiology Outcomes Research Laboratory at the UCSF School of Medicine.